Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Fear is a common emotion that often influences our perspectives and responses to life's challenges. Whether it be the fear of the unknown, the anxiety of failure, or the apprehension surrounding life's complexities, the human experience is intimately acquainted with this powerful emotion. Yet, for those who walk the path of faith, there exists a profound invitation to confront fear with a transformative perspective, one anchored in the promises of God. Discover how faith can help you reframe your responses to navigate the uncertainties of life with resilience and unwavering trust in God. God wants you free from any fear that holds you captive. In today's message titled, Why Are You So Afraid? Learn how you can live fear-free by getting anchored to God's sure promises found in the Scriptures and live life with a newfound hope and confidence today. Let's join in.
The message I want to convey to you today is based on the words of Jesus, and it's about a question Jesus asked more than 2,000 years ago. In Matthew chapter 8 and verse 26, Jesus asked his followers why they were so afraid that they were going to drown because of the furious storm that came up on the lake, especially since he was right there in the boat with them. Surely if Jesus were with them in the boat, they would safely get to the other side of the lake. So I want us to just consider the simple question Jesus asked his disciples in the middle of the storm. Why are you so afraid? That was the question. And I'm sure some of us could answer that. We could give a few things where we might be feeling fearful to one extent or another about a couple of situations in our lives. So again, why are you so afraid? This question is important to us today because so many people deal with fear. They deal with anxiety and worry and depression. Fear affects us all at home, in the workplace, and in our relationship with God. So in your day-to-day duties at your workplace or school or college or university or even away from these places, you are going to come up with situations where everything looks either hopeless or you become discouraged. In other words, you are in a storm. You are in the middle of the storm. So I want us to look at some Bible verses. We are literally going to go into the storm at sea along with Jesus and the disciples in the boat. My aim today is to give you hope in the middle of the storm. But we have to start with that question. Why are you so afraid? I don't need to know the answer. You already know why you are afraid. You don't need me to tell you why you are afraid. What is the fear in your life? Is it the fear that you are not going to be able to get through the storm? Is that why you are afraid? That you won't survive? Or are you afraid that you will suffer too much, that you are going to die? Whatever it may be, you might not even be in the storm right now. But at some point in time, you or somebody you know will be in the storm. That's the fact of life. It might be at work. It might be at home. Wherever it may be, let's allow the Lord to speak to us and teach us something. So I continue with the story of the storm, and it's from verse 23 of Matthew chapter 8. This is Jesus in the boat with his disciples. So verse 23 of Matthew chapter 8 says, Then he got into the boat, and his disciples followed him. 24, Suddenly a furious storm came up on the lake, so that the waves swept over the boat. So they were going to cross to the other side of the region. Jesus had just finished a long day of preaching and ministering to sick people, and he was telling them something very simple. Let's get in the boat and cross to the other side of the lake. What we have to remember is that these people, these disciples, for the most part of their lives, they were experienced fishermen. So they thought this was nothing but an ordinary day, because that's something they used to do anyway. The point I want to make about this is that oftentimes in life, we face situations we are not the least expecting. You see, these people, they had no idea they were going into the storm. They thought he was just telling them, let's go in the boat and cross to the other side. It will be business as usual. It's something that normally they do. You might think everything in your life is going great, and then all of a sudden there is a job layoff. There is a medical diagnosis. There is a relationship problem. There is something that you didn't expect. You are in the middle of the storm. You are right in the same position as the disciples at this point. But it's important to know this. I've said it before, that even if you are going through a storm, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are defeated. It doesn't mean there is no way out. It doesn't mean that you are not going to make it. It does not mean that, you know, you might as well quit or give up hope or be afraid. It does not mean that Satan has overcome you or that you have missed the will of God. They don't mean that. So they are in the boat. They are heading out over the lake. So far, so good. And what happened? Verse 24 of Matthew chapter 8. Suddenly, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. So you can see that this wasn't something they were expecting to face. And that's what happens in life. Every single day we are met with situations that we were not the least expecting at all. The Bible says a furious storm, a great storm of wind, not just a regular storm, a furious storm came up on the lake so that the waves swept over the boat. You know, in the Gospel of Mark also records this story, and it says a great storm of wind arose and the waves beat into the boat so that the boat was already filling. That's Mark chapter 4 verse 37. So this is a serious storm, my friend. This is a storm that is obviously going to even scare people who are experienced on the seas. These disciples have been going to fishing, and they know what the sea sometimes looks like. But this one, it says, is a serious storm. It's a furious one, great one. These disciples have been dealing with this kind of thing before, but this is a great storm. The Bible says the waves swept over the boat and beat into the boat so that the boat was already filling. It's possible you are going through that right now as you hear me, whether at work or at home or somewhere else. If you are in a storm right now, or if you know somebody who is experiencing a stormy situation, just hang in there, because you are going to learn something really important. So there is this big storm going on. And where was Jesus? The Bible says that but Jesus was sleeping. Then it says in verse 25 to 27 that the disciples went and woke him, saying, Lord, save us. We are going to drown. Verse 26, he replied, you of little faith, why are you so afraid? That's the question. Then he got up and rebuked the winds and the waves, and it was completely calm. Then verse 27, the men were amazed and asked, what kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him. Hallelujah. So what are you going through right now? Or do you know somebody who is going through a stormy situation right now? I tell you, look unto Jesus. So Jesus was sleeping in the midst of the storm, and the disciples went and woke him and said to him, Lord, save us. We are going to drown. We are going to perish. We are destroyed now. It's important to remember that Jesus did not say, let us go into the midst of the sea and drown in a storm. Jesus is not saying that the situation you are in is just going to last forever. It is just a season that's passing away, my friend. He was going to the other side. That's what he told his disciples. This shows that the disciples still didn't understand Jesus' authority. They were committed to him as their Messiah, but they hadn't yet realized that Jesus was Lord even over the physical elements. He is Lord over nature. He created the heavens and the earth. The men were amazed and asked, "What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." Many Christians still do this today, I'm telling you. And I'm not saying that to criticize anybody. We are all in the same ship, in the same boat. Many Christians still do this today. They receive the spiritual benefits of salvation, but have not reaped the physical benefits of health and prosperity, you know? Because Jesus came to give us abundant life, which are also part of our salvation. That's what he said. He said the enemy or the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come to give you life and give you more abundantly. That's what Jesus came to give us. So let me encourage you. Are you sick in your body? There are 17 times in the Gospels where Jesus healed all the sick people who were present, who came to him. There are 47 other times where he healed one or two people at a time. Nowhere do we find Jesus refusing to heal anyone. And Jesus' actions, they are proof enough that God is always willing to heal his people. It is his will to heal his people. Therefore, don't think that what you are going through, whether it's sickness or whatever, that is going to kill you. No. By his stripes, we were healed. He carried all our diseases and infirmities onto the cross. He is there. That's just a storm you are in. Call unto his name. Look unto him and the solution will come. He is a solution provider. So even though none of us were in the boat with Jesus and his disciples, Jesus is asking us the same question. Why are you so afraid? What are you afraid of? Is it fear of not achieving your full potential? Is it fear of the future? Is it fear of your sickness? Or is it fear of relationship? Fear of going to work? Fear of attending lectures? Fear of homework? Fear of exams? Fear of taking a test? Fear of driving or fear of speaking in public places? What is it that you are afraid of? Why are you so afraid? The question Jesus is asking is to get us to think, as if to say, what is going on in your mind? What are you listening to? And who are you listening to? Why are you doubting? What are you believing about God that is not true? He wants us to get ourselves thinking. Do not be afraid. Why are you so afraid? My friend, we need to be on guard against the mindset of this world. When the economy is picking up, the analysts warn that it will go back down. They are always spreading negative news. When things are getting better, they always say things are not good enough because all they want to do is to promote fear. Society promotes fear. TV shows are all about fear. The doctor promotes fear. Bankers promote fear. Lawyers promote fear. Even some parents and teachers promote fear. What's influencing your thinking? Has your thinking been as a result of fear? Jesus is asking you, why are you so afraid? He says he will never leave you or forsake you. He is with you in all situations. Whatever circumstances you are going through, he will be there. He is there. He is our present help in time of trouble. Call unto him in time of trouble, and he will deliver you, and you will glorify his name. That's what the Bible says. Do not be afraid. He will never leave you or forsake you. He is there to deliver you. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid because you and I have Jesus with us in every circumstance or situation we encounter. Furthermore, he has promised never to leave us or forsake us. He is with us until the end of the age. So what are you afraid of? How can you be afraid that anything is stronger than who God is? His spirit is in you, and his spirit is greater than what's coming against you. Gather courage, my friend. He says, he who is me is greater than the one out there, the enemy out there, what the world is trying to throw at you. You are an overcomer. If God be with us, who can be against us? Gather courage. Do not be afraid. And if you have not received Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, then all these things I'm talking about, you will never benefit from them, because you have to have Christ as your Lord. You have to believe in him. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.